Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today we're going to talk about some heavenly things. Jesus, starting out in John 3, verses 11 and 12, says, "If I've told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven." Wow. How the spiritual realm operates is a completely different construct than the physical world. Here, the Son of Man is speaking with Nicodemus, and he is also in heaven, having descended from and ascended to it. This reality is a heavenly thing, according to Jesus. And here's another one. It says in John 14, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him." Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" Well, Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Wow. Jesus had just told his disciples that upon his resurrection, honest believers would know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Now, one of the laws of physics basically states that no two fermions, those are protons, electrons, and such, can occupy the same time and space. So clearly, he was referring to a spiritual unity. We, that is the Son, Jesus, the Holy Spirit who is in us when we get saved, and each of us are in unity, spiritual oneness with the Father. And gloriously, this doesn't happen by way of our trying or efforts. When you love him and keep his word, that means hold on to, trust, Jesus said that he and the Father will come to you and make their residence, their home, with you. And of course, when you're saved, the Holy Spirit, by Christ's promise, is already in you. So in the end, you will be at home with the whole triune God. Isn't it mind-boggling that our Lord Creator chooses to make each of us as believers his home, his residence? Now, for the present, Paul encouraged us with this: "Who hath also sealed us and given the earnest," that is a guarantee or a down payment, "of the Spirit in our hearts." That's 2 Corinthians 1:22. And another one like that, Ephesians 1:13b and 14. "You are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, who is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory." God's Holy Spirit is present in us. But that's not all. There's more to come. For that reason, I'm looking forward to the marriage of the Lamb to the church. Check out Revelations 19:7, which will fulfill the mystery of which Paul spoke when he said, "For we are members of his body, of his flesh and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." Well, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. That's Ephesians 5:32. Aren't you glad that Christ is eternally good and loving? because this is an eternal union, which as far as we know is not offered to the angels, and it may even be what was behind the plan for man from the beginning. Back in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." You see, in the beginning, the first Adam looked over all the creatures God created, naming them, but none was found that was suitable for his mate. So God made his mate from his own body. Could it be that the last Adam, that refers to Jesus, see 1 Corinthians 15:45, found none of the beings of the cosmos suitable for his mate, and thus his father created his son's mate, the church, from Christ's body, his broken body for us, and his blood shed for our sins, both of which we take in, that is, we believe. If so, that would suggest that the fulfillment of making man in our image was not Adam and Eve, but rather the church, the body of believers who are in eternal submission and perfect unity with the Godhead. Ooh, heavenly things indeed.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.